Yeah, I sure don't think so, but you know, I mean, maybe there's people that are into that and that's fine, but it wasn't me. But I mean, hell, Crazy Pete. I mean, I stepped out of being his best man because it's like him and Michelle were throwing lamps and furniture to each other. Literal physical knockdown, drag out fights every other night of the week, twice on the weekends. And then I was expected to come over there and break up the fights and be the neutron control rod all the time. And it's like, yeah, this is not my relationship. I sincerely don't think you two need to get married when you're like this. And I can't be a part of it anymore. And I didn't, that was it.
Well, I lived a few blocks away from them when I lived in Wyandotte. And that was when they were married, and it was in the last 2 years of Pete's life, unfortunately. And all I can say is you were absolutely correct. Because we would go hang out, whatever, and everything would be fine until we've had, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 10, you know, drinks. And then, you know, they would start getting their way they'd get, and thankfully we were always hanging out in places I could walk home from. And I'd be like, you know, okay, yep, see you guys. That would be it. And once I moved out of that area, I was just like, I can't deal with that, you know. So, and the next time I saw him was at the wake in 2013. So, but at the same time, like, I didn't want to play mediator every time. Like, I was like, I just want to like hang out with friends and play. Like, I don't mind. Like, if I wanted to go into psychiatry, whatever, I would have gone to college and gotten a freaking degree. Okay,